Mahamat Usman reaffirmed that he won the election, and the arrest made in the ranks of his supporters are intended to prevent him from proving this, he said, but he will go all the way. He also called for the recount of the votes and the end to the arrest and intimidation of opposition activists. He also demanded the immediate release of all those arrested.
Former President Mahamat Usman called on the international community not to recognize the results of the runoff election. But did he also tell the protesters to stop their protest?
Addressing to the international community, he challenged it on the risk of worsening of the situation. For him, this situation is still manageable and controllable if the votes cast by the citizen are faithfully reflected in the result.
Who are some of the political prisoners whose release Usman is calling for?
Among those arrested and whose release Mahamat Usman is calling for, we have the leader of the opposition of the current regime, Mr. Hamamadou, the former prime minister and former president. We have Mr. Hamamadou, a former prime minister and former president of the National Assembly. He was formally accused by the Minister of the Interior of being the instigator of the protest. The minister had even said that Mr. Hamamadou was on the run, and it was the day after the minister declaration that Mr. Hamamadou surrendered himself to the judicial police. He is still there without any charge being notified, according to his lawyer. Among also the people arrested and whose release Mahamat Usman is asking for, we also have a former Army Chief of Staff, General Mumuni Borema. We also have a candidate for the last presidential election, Mr. Jibril Barry Menassara. He is the big brother of a former president of the Republic, Mr. Ibrahim Barry Menassara.